वेलकम टू एवरीवन। I am here with a book. Name of book is Yog Vasisht, and it's very ancient book. And like if we watch human there is like one kind of growth which grow from earth to sky, you know, goes to up, and there is one growth parallel to earth. And I think spirituality means growing towards the sky. And certainly that means, you know, very different things has to be said than when we want to grow parallel to earth. And growing to sky is like very, very individual, you know, like it's always individual growth. It's not like a social growth. And then what happens, like some individual grow towards the sky, and we take examples from that person and then try to grow, you know, parallel to earth, kind of. So this is what happens in society. There is like a one way of growing individually and growing so high that like the later people make out of that growth so that it can be also parallel. So slowly like the societies grow, but very slowly on this growth of individual. And it takes like, you know, thousands of years to grow to that level. So this book, because this book belongs to this, like from earth to sky growth, so this will be talking about only that, you know, that this, there will be nothing of social work, you know, nothing of anything other, you know, nothing of this parallel to earth thing. So it's like a probably, you know, like if you think in terms of profit and loss, you know, there will be no profit in this book, kind of. But if you think in terms of, like they call, you know, is urdhu rechas in Sanskrit, is urdhu rechas, like somebody who really want to grow up, to grow, you know. And for those people, you know, this is a, like very, very helpful book. And if you want like a kind of parallel to earth growth, probably nothing is there in this book. So just to make it clear that this book belongs to individuals, not to any group, not to any, you know, like collectively, probably nothing will be there here. Individually, everything will be there. Like if somebody wants to grow individually, you know, this book is enough. This one book is enough for that person. and like parallel to earth, I think nothing, we will find nothing in this book. And like Vasishtha is the teacher of Ram, and he is trying to kind of grow Ram individually. And of course, in this individual growth, like we cannot limit time, we cannot say that, you know, somebody will understand in one time. Like it is possible that somebody really, you know, something clicks and one understands in a moment. And it is possible that one spends all life and nothing happens. So also to be ready for that, you know, not to expect that from the reading, like some miracle will happen. Also expect that miracle can happen, you know, both are possible. Another thing, like I will be reading so that we can understand. And that means, like, many times, like if I don't understand, I should ask, you know, not to kind of leave it. So wherever you want to stop me, please stop me and ask, you know, what I mean. And I will try my best. And so far from my experiences, I also know that, you know, I try my best, but still every time it doesn't work, you know. So, but also sometimes it works. So we have to be in that kind of mind state that, you know, it can work, it cannot work, you know. And, you know, it can be like this, you know, very quick. It could be taking lifetimes. And if you have any question about book, please, you are welcome. Ram, Ram, Jai Ram, yes. So the book begins with like chapter 1 is like it's called Vairagya Prakaran, and like what means Vairagya is like individuals come to this experience that they keep on growing parallel to earth, and a time in their life comes that they don't feel happy with that. Somehow, like maybe it's not enough, that has not been enough, and kind of like a, you know, it's not like quest, it's more like a thirst. You know, thirst happens. And somehow this, from the thirst, quest happens. And quest goes in either, quest goes that they want to know what life is, are from the thirst, quest goes, you know, what is God, or from the thirst, quest goes that what is peace, you know, three kind of quest. From, you know, thirst is one, thirst will be the base of quest, and quest can go in three directions. One direction could be, you know, what is peace? One direction could be, what is God? Another direction could be, what is peace? And certainly, like, according to quest, you know, walking on different paths, somehow, you know, however time it takes, somehow like we arrive to a place, or, you know, we feel like, you know, I haven't walked, and somehow like that place is known. And so this book starts with this vairagya. Vairagya means really I want to belong with these urdhvrechas family, or another word for that is agnivansiya, like, you know, the family of fire, because fire, nature of fire is to go up. So also some people like call themselves family of the fire, or urdhvrechas, people who want to go, to grow up, or also to go up, whatever. So book starts with, of course, with the prayer, and praying, he's saying, yatah sarvani bhutan pratibhan sthitani cha yatrai upashamam yanti tasmai satyatmane namah. So says, it's saying that from where all creatures come and like live their life, and also come back to same thing, also cease from where they have come. Like after spending lifetime, also cease there. And so saying like, I really pray to that, whatever that is. And now he's giving name, he's saying like, Satya Atmane Namah. That seems truth, but also not other than me, other than the sage, other than anyone. So saying, I really want to pray that place, that whatever is, through that all life come, you know, all life is spent, and at the end cease in the same thing. And his giving name is probably truth, which is not other than him, or other than any of us. Truth, which is our own nature. So he's saying like, I really want to pray to that, to help me in this urdhvrechas, in this like growing individually, like so that I can grow to the truth, and where I will not be other than the truth, you know. I myself will be the truth. Like, of course, like on the way I will be feeling growth, but at the end when I cease in that, like I cannot feel that I am other than that, what I have grown to. and then jnata, jnanam, tatha, jnayam, drishta, darshan, drishyabhu, karta, hetu, kriya, yasmat, tasmai, jnanatmane, namah. So like in this process, process starts like with the, like somebody who wants to grow, and growth, like where you will grow, and then while you have not grown, this connection with growth and somebody who wants to grow. In another words, he's saying, it could be said, like somebody who is seeing something which will be seen, and connection between them. So, you know, this, we can say search starts having three elements, like the somebody who is searching, and something which has to be searched, and this connection keeps on changing. Like more you grow, more the person who is searching grows, connection keeps on changing. So that's why there are three things. And now he's saying, karta hetu kriya yasmat. And all activities are because of the doer, because of the somebody who is searching. So all activities are based on the doer. And this is why like activities keeps on changing, because the doer or the somebody who is searching also keeps on growing, you know, slowly growth happens. So like this relation will keep on changing. And so now he's saying, yasmat tasmai gay atmane namah. And how, like, through whoever, like whatever that is, that looks like that knowledge, but at the point where knowledge ceases in that becomes myself. Like again he's saying, like, you know, coming to situation where you know that I and knowledge, they are not different, you know, like growing to that state where knowing and you are not different. So praying to that again. Isvarant sikara yasmat anandasya ambare vanu sarvesam jivanam tasmai brahmanand atmane namah. And now saying, like, you know, from that feels like forest of sky, you know, forest of nothingness. In other words, we can say, he's saying like that place seems like forest of sky, you know, forest of nothingness. And from that forest of nothingness, Isvarant Sikara, like all the things come out of nothingness in simple words, but you know, saying like from the forest of sky, all form comes, and sarvesam jivanam tasmai, all of them depend for their life on that, on this forest of sky or on nothingness. And yasmat anand ambare brahmanand atmane nama. And not only everything sprouts from there, but also this blissful state also sprouts from there, which is he's calling Brahmanand, you know, is the bliss of Brahman, bliss of being. So saying, not only all life sprouts from there, but also all blissful states also sprouts from there. So I think because sage is referring that all blissful states, they come from nothingness, and probably this is why, like, you know, all the people who grow, they spend time in silence. You know, I think I know nobody who has not spent time in silence and has grown. So probably silence is very important, like somehow point for this individual growth. And here also sage is saying that, you know, this is like a forest of sky, you know, forest of nothingness, where everything sprouts but from nothingness. And this is why silence is very important. So we are trying here, you know, 10 days to be as much silent as possible and try to feel if some sprouting can happen from that. So far, if you have any questions, please, you are welcome. So I'm continuing. And now after praying, now it's Suti Chno Brahmana Kaschit Sansay Akrist Manasha Agaste Ashramam Gatva Muni Prapaksh Sadaram. So now sage is referring that Suti means very, very sharp. Very, very sharp means probably very, very sharp in feeling. And I have to clarify this, otherwise like we will misunderstand. Because there are areas where we are very sharp in feeling, like kind of like if it is to me, you know, like if anybody hurts little bit to me, I will be very sharp feeling that. But when I hurt someone, I will not feel that. So not this kind of sharpness, you know. Like this kind of sharpness, all of us have, you know, like very pro to me, but not pro to anyone else, you know. Like anything, like little, like you speak little loudly and I will be hurt. Because I'm very pro, like very sharp feeling me. So not, he's not talking about this because other, he will not talk that person sutichma. Sutichma means when feeling-wise, you are so sharp that you can feel anyone, you know, like you can feel that if I can feel hurt from speaking loudly, you know, loud words will not come through you. You know? Like that kind of like sutishma means feeling really everything, not pro to you only. Like we are all good in that. Like whatever is pro to me, I am sutishma there. Like the word he is using in Sanskrit. But what is not pro to me, you know, almost I don't really feel that. Almost, you know, I keep on doing, you know, idiotic things and never feel that. Like people really point out those things and I say, oh, no, no, I'm not that kind of person, you know. Like, I keep on doing that and when I'm said, even those times I don't recognize them. So that is not sutich. Sutich is when I really can feel about everyone. And then only this, like a thirst happens. Then only thirst happens, and then from the thirst, quest happens. So sutichna is like a very, probably very advanced stage in feeling. Like where I'm not feeling pro to me, but somehow, when I enter the hall, if I can feel the hall, if I can feel everyone, so that will be sutich. So saying, like somebody who is very sharp in feeling, and only to that person this thirst will happen, thirst will be felt, and from the thirst, quest will come. So somebody like that came to one sage named August to his ashram, and of course, like when actually when this thirst come, so through the thirst, all your life is questioned, you know. Somehow, through that thirst, you can see, you know, what I have been doing with my life. What, you know, that doesn't make any sense anymore. And experientially, that is what you know. Like, you know, that has been your life. And that is what you know. So, like suddenly, you start questioning you. And is not an easy state to question oneself. Like to question everyone is very easy. Like I can question everyone. But when I have to question me, it's not very easy state. Because somehow like land is pulled from under me. Somehow like I'm left without any land. Like where I stand, I don't know. And this is where from that kind of thirst, the quest comes, and the quest really goes towards where you feel might be, you know, this is like, this person is different than the society. And this is why, like, this person went to sage. Sage means somebody who is not common, who is not living like common life. So here this person goes to this sage August, and of course, because now somehow earth is pulled from under this person's feet, so certainly, like, with a like probably great hope and openness, like, you probably ask a question, but being opened and hoping. Like, prior to this, we ask question, but always to confirm our answers, you know. Like, generally, like, we keep on asking questions, and if answers are not confirming me, I will not be satisfied with them, you know. If you answer according to me, I will say, ah, wow, you know, you are great. And if you are answering not according to me, you know, I will just not accept them. But this is like when this thirst happens and quest comes, certainly, like, you feel open and feel hope also, because somehow, like, you are in a state where there is no land to stand. So same kind of situation is with this person also. So he went to this sage August and asked question, but with this kind of, like, open and hoping state that something might correspond to my state. And certainly using very, like, he's saying, Bhagavan, dharmatvagyam sarvasastra vinischita sansayo asti mahan ekam tvam etat kripaya vad. So, like, it's asking this sage, but very, very politely, saying, I know that you your knowledge of dharma is like a sarva sastra vinischitam. Like, you know, the dharma you realize is based on also the dharma is the base of scripture. Like, when somebody realizes dharma, you know, dharma means actually, like, in Sanskrit, dharma is means like dharyate iti dharma, like something which can hold anything, like everything, hold anything, like, which is the base of all, from where everything comes, you know, earlier he said. So dharma means that, not like the Hindu dharma, not Christian dharma. No, there is no name for dharma. Dharma is like dharma, and that means base of all. So saying, you know the dharma from the base, not from edge. As like a path, you know, because this will be like a, you know, like Hindu path to dharma, you know, Christian path to dharma. Actually, like what we should say, you know, like Hindu path to dharma, Christian path to dharma, Mohammedan, like Muslim path to dharma. But dharma is like one, you know, to reach there as we go by bus, by train, by aeroplane. So similarly, these will be like vehicles, and wherever we reach, that will be dharma. So saying, so because experientially he's saying that you know that, what is the base, what is the base through which scriptures have come, or like if anyone goes through the scriptures, where that person will reach, you know, really understanding the scriptures, person will reach to that depth, to that dharma. So he's saying like, because you know that depth, which is base of all scriptures, or in other words, why are these scriptures, if realized, then like reaching there. So it's like two way. One way could be that, you know, one has realized and then scriptures have come because of realization. Another thing could be, why are the scriptures, one keeps on walking and reaches to realization. So he's saying because you know that place very well, which is beyond the words. So, and sansayo asti mahan ekam, like I'm in a great kind of, you know, I'm in a state where I feel I have no land, I have no place to stand, so I will like you to speak to me, like, you know, kripaya vad, you know, if you can please speak to me, because that will feel like, you know, kind of like drinking some water. So that's why he's using word this kripaya vad, if you can please speak to me, because I am in a such a like such a place where nothing is making any sense anymore. So really, I will like if you can speak me individually. So if anyone has any questions, please.